Okay, it is 6:32, so I'm going to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board into session. Today is
April 10th.
Yes, I got to make sure I got the right agenda up here. Oh, okay. And so the first thing we're going to do is pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and then we'll do roll call. We'll start with Kevin.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Jill Leva.
Danny Tomaso, representing current planning.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
He just said. Oh, there we go. Okay. All right, so we'll move on to agenda item number 2, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Would anybody like to do public comment at this time? So we're moving on to agenda item number 3. I need approval of the minutes from our last meeting. Does anyone have any suggestions or edits for the minutes from the last meeting? All right, seeing none, do I have a motion to approve? Motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes. So now we're moving on to agenda item number 4. So we need to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, and that passes. I need to actually, I pulled up the wrong agenda. Let me pull up the correct one right here. Okay, so moving on to agenda item number 5, do we have any informational items?
Yes, Chair. This weekend, Saturday at 9 a.m., the Wetlands Park, in collaboration with Commissioner Gibson and Sagan Bloom, will be doing a cleanup at the end of Hollywood Road if you just go down to Sunrise Trailhead at 9 a.m. Hollywood will be having their Buddy Bash here outside also on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Parkdale, just down the hill, will be having their Easter event from 9 to 11.
Okay.
And we will also be hosting our, Commissioner Sagerblum and Gibson will be hosting their annual job fair May 1st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we are now moving on to agenda item number 6. Our first item up is UC250118 Schmidt and Cook LLC. This is a holdover use permit for outside storage display. Waivers of development standards were the following: modified residential adjacency standards, reduce street landscaping, reduce and eliminate buffering and screening, eliminate parking lot landscaping, reduce parking, eliminate access gate setbacks, and reduce security wire height. It's also a design review for outdoor storage and equipment rental or sales and service on 4.18 acres in an industrial light zone within the Airport Emerons overlay. It's generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard, north and 200 feet northeast of Lamont Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes, Madam Chair. Nathan Taylor, 8414 West Farm Road, last name T-A-Y-L-O-R, representing the applicant here today. First, I usually try not to speak too long at these meetings, but I want to give a little bit of a background because I've been doing this for 25 years, believe it or not, and this was kind of a special case, and I want to explain that. And then first of all, the reason why I held it, that I requested a hold and I was supposed to be here at the last meeting was because Commissioner Kirkpatrick wanted to meet with me specifically about this application. And in order for me to address her concerns before I came and saw you, I thought that was best. So I met with her. I did a lot of research on this. How this actually started, this application, was one of the tenants, there's only three tenants. There is a trailer business, there is a pallet business, and then there's Carson Trailer, which does some trailer repair. Those are the only three businesses on here. The history of this is that the property was sold a few times. My research, which I have here, and I did a lot of research, going all the way back to 1990, 1992, see, I graduated El Dorado High School in 93, so that dates me. They were utilizing this property for these uses. As we all know, the codes changed over the years. Last year, the code changed. I've been working with planning. There's been meeting after meeting after meeting with planning to try and do what we can to get as close to what the code is now. Unfortunately, we can't because of the property being the way that it is and the way that it's operated. It would be almost impossible to meet what Title 30 says without just basically ripping the whole entire parcel apart. What I will say is this, I can eliminate, if you guys have a staff report, request number, waiver number 7, we can go ahead and just delete that request. We're removing, that's the barbed wire, I believe, staff. We'll be removing that at the request of the commissioner. Staff is recommending approval of waivers number 1, waiver number 3, and waiver number 5. So let me address waiver number 2, which is reduced street landscaping along Las Vegas Boulevard North. The 2 trees or 6 trees are required. What we decided with Commissioner Kirkpatrick is it's hard to grow trees out here, out in that area. So what we are going to do is install what she referred to as alternative landscaping. There is a portion of Las Vegas Boulevard where this property is that has no landscaping at all. It's just dirt. So what we are going to do is put in some nice decorative rock, cactus, any other kind of species that the planning will sign off on. So that addresses item number 2. Item number B, eliminate landscape buffer on the northeast property lines. That's just where all his fencing is. And the councilwoman didn't have a problem, or sorry, the commissioner didn't have a problem with us doing that. Item number 4, which is a waiver number 4, sorry, eliminate parking lot landscaping where parking lot landscaping is required. That didn't seem to be an issue with the commissioner, so we don't plan on doing any landscaping on the internal space of the parking lot. Let me address the pallet business, because that was definitely something that was discussed. The pallets currently are stacked above the fence line, and the commissioner has a problem with that. And so the property owner has already instructed the pallet company to make sure those pallets are stacked below the fence line, just so it looks nicer and you don't see a bunch of pallets stacked above the hill. So we'll be making sure those pallets are below the fence line. The other issue was in this area of Las Vegas, there seems to be from time to time issues with graffiti on fences, and especially fences that have the slats in them where people will go by and just tag them. One of the issues was to maintain the fence, make sure there's no graffiti on it. If that happens, it needs to be corrected right away. The other issue was to make sure there's never any parking along Las Vegas Boulevard. There also is an NDOT easement there. So when we do the landscaping, we'll have to make sure that we're not encroaching on the NDOT easement part. And then as far as the setbacks, they are what they are. I don't really have another answer for that, just because this property is so old. So it would be difficult for them to eliminate the gates and move everything back. The other issue with that is that it was very important to the commissioner that emergency vehicles be able to get onto this property and make a U-turn and be able to come out if there's a fire. So that was kind of one of the issues with the setback and with the gates. Gates are open during all business hours. And then I guess I won't address the waivers that staff's already recommended approval. I would just ask you to please follow staff's recommendation for approval. And if you have any other questions, I'm here to answer them. Thank you.
Okay. So this is the public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to make comment on this item?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Go ahead and take the, there you go.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Mine Court here in Sunrise Manor. I am a community concerned person who's trying to bring homelessness down in our community. I personally went down there and I found an issue. First of all, can you zoom in on the on this at all?
Can you,
yeah,
move it over, okay. And then up a little bit. There you go.
You guys can see the palace that the commissioner was talking about, and I was going to make a complaint about that, but I guess the commissioner held that. My biggest concern is there was something in there that said about having people taking their trash home, and I have a big problem with that because there's a lot of homeless people in the area. Now, if you look at this here, this is in front of their business. Okay, hold on, where is that?
Come down.
Okay, do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, this is lumber here. They say that they only have one trash can. I am requesting that they have two trash cans. Because if you go over there, hold on a second. If you go to that location, there is a bunch of homeless. There is a wash back there. And if you go here, I can't, my glasses are not. If you go under the wash, that's all pallets there. So this thing that people are taking,
just talk loud.
This thing that people are taking their trash home is not going to cut it. Kirkpatrick has specifically said that she's spending $25,000 a month to remove trash in the area, and we're trying to reduce homelessness and their resources that they're using to build encampments. If you walk around that area, you'll see a ton of homes. This is like the beginning. I don't have time to show all the pictures. So.
Right.
I'm recommending that they have two trash cans and that they gotta stop putting that. You can see the fires there. There's fire there. You can see the fires.
Right.
The fire department has to go over there and turn those off. Just two or three of those is costing our county tons of money.
Okay.
So that's just all what right. I wanted to say. But everything else, and then the only other thing is that I don't know where you're going to put the two or three trees. I went down there. I don't know where you guys are going to do that. So the trash cans and the trees.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Would anybody else like to do public comment on this agenda item?
No worries.
All right. Seeing no one else, if you'd like to come up and maybe you could address some of the things that Al said.
Yes. So the only thing I'll just add is that I think one of the issue with the pallets, I'm glad that was brought up. Pallets have been stolen, and obviously we figured out who's stealing them. Part of the reason why they're getting stolen is because they're above the fence line and they're easy to steal. So that was a correction that the commissioner asked for, to get those below the fence line, that way they won't be stolen. I can't really talk to the homeless issue. That's not something that I really can speak to. What I will say is that as far as trash and anything that has to do with the aesthetics of the property, we're on notice now. The commissioner's going to be watching this. I'm pretty sure by the time we get to the Board of County Commissioners, all of these will be conditioned. And if they do not follow the rules, code enforcement will be out there, and these corrections will have to be made. So what I can say is that I thought that all of the commissioner's requests were very valid requests and things that we didn't have a problem meeting. And hopefully when this is all completed, it'll be all for the better, and everyone will be much happier about the way this property looks.
Okay. Board?
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to first commend you that you held it and did your homework and went to the commissioner and tried to address as many of these issues as that you could address. It makes our job a little bit easier that we don't have to debate and go back and forth on what can be done, what can't be done. So thanks for taking out the time to do that. The one question I do have regarding pallets, do you guys, and I've seen this in other parts of town, do you guys accept folks who kind of, whether they're homeless folks or whatever, who may bring pallets in to sell them? You know, I've seen folks walking down the street with pallets on shopping carts higher than they can see, and they're just trying to push them to locations, and knowing this is Las Vegas Boulevard, how are you accepting these pallets, or do you know how they're
accepting? So I'm not an expert on how they run their business, but I will say that their pallet business is more to sell to people who need pallets to put like block walls, things like that. So they're basically selling them or leasing them if they have to for construction projects.
Okay.
There's not a lot coming in for people that just want to get rid of pallets. I know most of it is just providing pallets to people who need them to stack things. Like for example, they told me that someone who needed a bunch of block wall, so they needed pallets to put the block on so they could put on the truck.
Okay.
And get it there. So that's kind of their business model from what they've explained to me.
Okay, I was just double checking because, you know, some people buy and sell pallets and it becomes a community nightmare of people who are trying to find them, whatever, stack them up, and then bring them. So I didn't know what that business model looked like because it can be a disturbance to the community. And then I know it was already mentioned and echoed the fact of how people would steal them and do all those kind of things. So if that's being addressed, I would just ask, what kind of security plan do you guys actually, if we're not putting any kind of barbed wire, nothing up around, was there a security plan that was included in this process?
Yeah, the commissioner said that she's been asking a lot of the properties in the area to take down the barbed wire because she said it looks like a prison out
right
there when you drive down Las Vegas Boulevard, and it just, aesthetically, she doesn't like the way that it looks, and I understand that. They close the gates at night so no one can get in. They don't have on-site security right now, like at nighttime patrolling or anything. So as far as their security plan goes, it's just going to be locking the gates at night. I know they try to lock up their trailers the best they can so no one can kind of come in. It doesn't mean somebody couldn't, you know, try to figure out a way to bust open a gate and steal a trailer, but they did say they try to lock them up at night so that they can't be stolen. The other issue I want to bring up, since you said about the pallets, the fire department regularly goes by there and does inspections since the pallets are flammable.
Right.
And so they do go by there regularly and do inspections to make sure that they're in compliance with the fire department related to the pallets and all those kinds of things.
That just brings up the only suggestion I would have in terms of addressing some of the homeless concerns and the theft and those kind of things is cameras or some kind of something would be a deterrent.
Okay.
Or at least understand if somebody's trying to jump the wall, removing those kind of barbed wires, at least you guys are doing your part to at least provide some type of appearance of security or something, or at least if these things are happening, you can catch them or put it on film or camera,
right.
Then we can address that with Metro and those kind of things.
Yeah,
so
I'll take that back, and that makes perfect
yeah
sense.
I would just say, if you know, if we're reducing that, then maybe we could increase something.
Okay, sounds good to me. I'll take that back to them for sure.
Earl?
Yeah, well, you've already got your staff's approval on 1, 3, 5, and 7, and you cut a deal with the commissioner on 2 and 4, so the only thing, I'm sorry, 2 and 7, 2 and 6, so
The only thing left
is actually number 6, which is your setback for the driveway. And it's a real hot button for planning. It comes up all the time in our meetings, the setback for safety reasons. The cars can move off the streets onto the property. So that's the only thing that's, I guess we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, and I understand that. And if there was a way for them to do that and it not interfere with their current business operations, we would do it. It's just that the trailers are literally within that feet area. And so you would really be minimizing what they're able to do with their businesses. And Carson Trailer and the Trailer Depot, I mean, it's a large amount of trailers. And so if we were to do that setback, they're gonna lose a lot of space for their business. And that was really the main reason why we had to add that waiver. So if there was a way for them to keep their current business the way that it's going, keep the number of trailers and all that, we would not have a problem not asking for that waiver. It just happens to be that the way the business model is, that would really infringe on their business.
Yeah, I'm I went and looked at it too. I pulled in the driveway and I parked my car and looked at pictures. I do my homework before I come here. But one thing I noticed in some of the old pictures was a homeless camp. It's not there now. I didn't see it, but they had tents and everything in the back. And when I saw the palace above, it brought to my mind a fire that happened once at a pallet place. And I can't remember when. It was 10 years ago or so somewhere. And that just went up. It burned so fast and so nice. And that it's a hazard. And I just want to bring that to your attention, which you've already. But I've seen on the television a big bonfire for a pallet operation. So it can happen. Especially with the homeless living there.
Understood.
That's it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I just got one other concern. Just even looking at the picture, and I'm sure you've been through that by there.
Yeah.
And I know the commissioner has asked to reduce the height and the stacking of the pallets. But even looking at the picture here, and we mentioned emergency vehicles kind of getting in and getting out, these look like it's just narrow enough now just for, you know, maybe a little truck to get in there and get out. Was there any discussion on how to re-stack or reformat this or reconfigure this so it does not look like, I mean, from an aerial view, this, you can't get an emergency vehicle in there.
Right, and that was discussed, and they're going to have to move some stuff around because a fire truck has to be able to go in there and turn around. So that's not even negotiable with the commissioner. If a fire truck can't get in there and turn around, then we've got a problem. So they're going to have to move some stuff around.
Okay, because I mean, we have to, you know, just on Earl's in terms of, you know, what the planning has for the setbacks and stuff, something's going to have to, if we give on that part, they're going to have to, I mean, maybe they have to buy the lot next to it or buy another, because right now it looks like they've outgrown.
Own the lot next to it, by the way. I think they do own the lot next.
Okay, because they've outgrown. I mean, in reality, they've just completely outgrown this particular site for what they have here presently. So I don't know, you know, we're asking them to do a few things, and I don't know if they actually can do it without buying more property or having another site somewhere else. Sometimes it's the reality is the reality.
Understood. Yeah, and our conversations was, you know, you're going to have to move some stuff around and try to make it work because it was not negotiable for a fire truck not to be able to turn around.
Right, and there's no, I mean, looking at this picture, there's no way for that to take place.
Understood.
And there's no way for to reconfigure that without going higher. Right. There's no space.
Right.
So if they do happen to own more
then,
property over
yeah,
there.
Maybe we could do a letter to allow them to encroach on the other parcel if
something.
That's necessary.
Something.
Yeah.
But that's all.
Understood.
Okay. Kevin, do you have anything?
No, I'm very familiar with the area. I have about several trailers on there.
Okay.
I don't think it's very hard to get in and out of that property at all.
No,
it's
okay.
Aesthetically not pleasing. But that whole area is pretty run down, so any improvements are just good.
Okay. Stephanie? Okay, but there's a question. So you're removing item number 7, so we don't need to worry about that.
You do still need a vote on it.
Right, but what I need to know is if he's negotiated with the commissioner to alleviate some of the issues with these other items that have been denied, we don't have proof about what she said the agreement is. So I think we would probably need to just go with the staff recommendation and then let her, when you go to the county commission, say what agreement it is. Because right now, so what our option is if we could take his word for it, then we could go ahead and just approve these things based on his word that they have an agreement. Or we can just do staff recommendation and let them.
I mean, I can make a stab at it real quick if you want me to.
Okay.
I make it as simple as I can do.
Because if you have an agreement, she can.
I was thinking this is going to PC, not BCC. My mistake. PC, Planning Commission.
Oh, it's going to Planning Commission. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought
okay.
It was BCC.
Yeah.
And you just correct
on
me
six.
If I'm wrong, but I believe you guys can also condition these items that I brought up too. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So you guys can condition these, and then I can take the conditions
to them.
Planning.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to take a stab at it?
Again, I have no problem with that.
Okay, so let's do it this way then. Let's I'm gonna make a motion to, and I don't know exactly what those conditions are. So what I will do is I'll make a motion to follow staff recommendation With the stated conditions, if you can state those conditions, for approval.
Okay. So you want me to do that now, sir?
Yes. If you can, yeah.
Just
you,
read it into the record.
Based on each one.
Okay. Yeah. I'll move down. So for number two, the alternative landscaping is what we agreed to. So we would condition the alternative landscaping, which would be rock, decorative rock, and cactus, or whatever approved species would look good for the landscaping. So instead of putting in the trees, we're doing alternative landscaping. Okay. So that would be a condition. Condition that the pallets be below the fence line. The next one would be to maintain the fence and make sure there's no graffiti or broken slats within the fence that would be undesirable. The next one is to condition no parking along Las Vegas Boulevard. And then I don't know that we, since I'm eliminating number seven, right, staff, do we need to condition that since I'm eliminating that request?
I would add that.
So I'm eliminating the request number seven waiver, which is we're going to remove the barbed wire. And then the final one that we discussed was that we would make sure there's a drive aisle for emergency vehicles to turn around.
Okay.
And that would be the final condition.
Now, there's one more, though. That the condition of the staff, just mentioned it. What one was that?
The setback?
The setback.
The gate setback?
Oh,
number six.
Yeah, there's one that you couldn't do anything about.
Yeah, so setback. That one, I'm not removing that request.
Okay.
Number six.
So I would make the motion to accept all your conditions, and for the condition number six, I will go ahead and make a motion for approval. So approval on to accept all the conditions and make an approval for condition number six.
That's basically you're approving
everything.
Yeah, approving everything with the conditions, along with the setback that was not.
Yes.
Can we take it one by one? So holdover use permit? Huh? If you can take each item one by one.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll go store.
So if we're going to take them, you want us to take each one by one and make a motion for each one?
So to clarify, because you just said you followed staff recommendations but then deleted everything. So if you can restart your motion.
We're approving everything with conditions.
So you are approving.
So I'm trying to make it simple. I'm going to approve everything with the added conditions.
As stated.
Okay. There. Okay. Nice and clean.
Is that clean?
Yeah. Okay.
That's my motion.
All right. That's a motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it's approved.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're moving on to agenda item number two, which is WS25019235 Boulder Highway LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate street landscaping, increase fence height, allow non-decorative fencing, and reduce access gate setbacks. It's also a design review for a vehicle sale facility on 0.6 acres in the commercial general zone, generally located on the northeast of Boulder Highway, 900 feet southeast of Glen Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Okay, so I think, should we just trail this one to the end?
Yeah,
we'll just trail this one to the end to see if they come. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read items number 3 and 4 together, and then we'll take them separately when we vote. So item number 3 is PA25700179, Of Kind LLC, Plan Amendment, to redesignate the land use category from public use to compact neighborhood use on 2.36 acres, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Valley Drive at Sloan Lane within Sunrise Manor. And then item number 4 is ZC25022209, Of Kind LLC, zone change to reclassify 3.36 acres from a public facility zone to an RM18 residential multifamily zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Vegas Valley Drive and Sloan Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Good evening, Madam Chair. members of the board, Denise Yogordio, 204 Belle Isle Court, Henderson, Nevada, 89012, here on these two items on behalf of the applicant. I tried to put everything on one exhibit so it's really easy to see. The first item, and I'll give you some context after I go over what the request is. First item is to formalize the land use plan consistent with what was previously approved on this 32 acres. And I'll show you the exhibit. This is part of the Independence project that's also on the south side. It was zoned at the same time, roughly about 5 years ago. All we're trying to do is formalize the master plan so it allows us to get the zoning. And then, of course, the zoning will allow us to do the townhome development that was previously approved here. What happened was when we initially got this approved, their focus was so much on the south side of Vegas Valley that this 32 acres was let to expire. Even though it was done as one integrated development, the mechanism by which they got that original approval, if you're aware, it was a non-conforming zone change. So when we discovered that the zoning had expired on just the 32 acres, we tried to reinstate it, but because it was done through a non-conforming zone change, under the new code, there is no such thing as a non-conforming zone change anymore. So we have to formally, in this case, change the master plan from public use to commercial neighborhood, and then of course the zoning, which is public facility, to RM18 to be able to do the exact same thing that we previously approved. Just going to show you briefly an aerial. I think most of you might be familiar with the site. So we have Independence here on the south side, which is again part of the same project. Vegas Valley, Sloan Lane alignment, and then of course we have a natural barrier here, which is the flood control facility. So it is truly an isolated 32 acres. But if you've driven down Vegas Valley, you'll notice that there's a pedestrian overpass there, and that will connect with the current Independence project as it's being developed. Just to give you some context, so back in 2020 when the overall project was approved, this is what was approved. There were no specific plans other than a site plan and a landscape plan. Let me get it straight there. So that's what was approved in 2020. But because there was conditions on the non-conforming zone change, the focus was on the south side, this was let to expire. We were going to kickstart this project in terms of the, you know, there's a lot of things that have to happen before we can actually start development. And we were going to start the technical studies, and that's how we discovered that the zoning had expired. So what we want to do now is formalize it so that we actually have the zoning in place, and then we can start the technical studies. But it will be a townhome development. The unit count and the distribution might be a little different, but of course, we will have to come back before you. If you're okay, you can add a condition to it, but under the new code, we have to come back before you when we have the specific layout and the specific product that we're gonna do. But the product may change a little bit, may not necessarily be six plexes or eight plexes, it may actually be smaller plexes, maybe two to four at most, but we just don't know that yet. And that's why we wanna establish the zoning in place now, and then we can start the technical studies and come before you. So we are in discussion. That's the landscape plan. Here's the landscape or the site plan. There's a total of 306 units, townhome units attached. Really what a townhome unit is, it's a single family attached development, but because of rules that were set there, because of rules that have been established by the fire department and the water district, we actually have to call it multifamily. Even though it's a single family attached that gets mapped and you own the entire unit. So again, this is what was previously approved, was let to expire. We want to formalize the zoning and change the master plan so we have it in place so that when we start the technical studies, like, you know, in this case, it'd be the continuation of the traffic study and the drainage, we have that assurance that the zoning is in place. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on both items, and we would respectfully request your approval as well. Of course, there are whatever conditions are that are in the respective staff reports we fully comply with, and we will see you again hopefully when we have the specific plans as to what the distribution is going to be on the townhome development. With that, okay, completes my presentation.
All right, this is a public hearing. Are there any public comment on this item?
Yes.
Al would like to come up.
Very, very nice presentation. I just wanted to make, I went down to the Independence HOA And something I want to bring attention to the board is that, you know, we're making a move to make housing affordable. Some of these HOAs are forcing you to buy cable and internet, and it's adding like $250 plus all these services. And every state, from what I'm hearing, has their own rules regarding HOA. And I think it's very unfair. And if you guys have, maybe you guys can say something, but that's a lot of money. You may not qualify just because of the HOA fee, and you can't opt out. So that is one of my concerns I have if they're part of Independence. And then the other thing that I wanted to say is that there was another HOA development that I went to, and they had no park or nothing for the kids. They go, oh, there's a park over there, and you had to walk through all the street. And I saw this lady with like five kids walking up to that park, and I'm going, her kids are going to get run over. So I know they're going to redo this thing, and hopefully they have an area that maybe you guys can request where they have some kind of a park for kids, so they don't have to go and, you know, go up the street and go to the park and all that kind of stuff. So those are a park and HOA fees. I don't know what you guys want to do about that. But
okay.
Generally speaking, it's a nice project. I like it.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to do public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, would you like to?
Sure, if I can just briefly mention, refer to those two things. One is HOA is beyond the scope of what you have before you tonight.
Right.
A lot of times we don't necessarily have control, but I can tell you, if you saw the original plans and what's developing at on the south side for Independence, substantial amount of open space, like over, above the required. Same thing will happen here, of course, we'll come before you to show you what that is, because on this north 32 acres, there are a number of easements. Look at the approved plan. There are a number of easements that exist that we cannot vacate, which means that we cannot place any kind of structures or buildings within those. So those will be natural open space as well. As to how that distribution occurs between the HOA here, or if it's one overall HOA, we have not gotten to that point yet.
Board members, Earl, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do. Could you put the other drawing up there that shows the green area?
Yeah, the landscape.
Yeah, is that green strip a buffer from the sewer plant? Is that? And also, I remember the original presentation that we had, and you showed a big buffer area.
Are you talking about this buffer area?
That is, yeah. Would that mean the buffer and the sewer plant be to the south of that?
Right.
Across the street.
Okay. Yeah, that these two here are easements related to that, where we cannot put any structures on.
Okay. And that easement is for what purpose?
You know, I haven't read the entire document. It's pretty lengthy, and it's an old document, so some of it is not very legible. But we will we'll have that discussion when we bring for the actual open space plan as well.
Back over to the original development across the street to the south. Is this?
Here, let me bring up the aerial here.
Yeah, is that entire area bordering the sewer plant property, is that going to be green area there?
On the east?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
over here.
Yeah, it is basically one huge park. I believe just that section alone.
Yes.
To buffer the adjacent facility, I think it's, I believe it's like close to 40 acres.
Okay, that's the buffer.
Just parks and open space. Oh, just only along the west side, on the east side.
Correct.
But there's also a bunch of open space that we were approved for and were installing also throughout the Independence project.
So then that used to be for the golf course, that overpass, pedestrian
right.
overpass that's accessible to this section too, to go use that park.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually had, I'm not sure if it's in your staff report, we actually had a neighborhood meeting on this that's required for a plan amendment. So we had four people show up and they were in support of the project. And apparently on this site currently, there is a lot of vagrancy that occurs. So two of the residents that showed up were, when are you gonna start? That way we can kind of get rid of that and, you know, fence it in, secure it with lighting, and of course with, you know, 24 hour operations of the people that live there,
right.
Future residents.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm very supportive of the change. I would just, as you work through the whole entire project, you guys come before us. Over density is going to be an issue for me. I mean, I know you said townhomes and you're trying to squeeze as much as you possibly do that, but I would be concerned with that because you can do some single homes. I know you said townhomes and stuff like that, but when you look at the whole projects and what you guys did across the street and what's here, it's predominantly single family homes that's around there. So just as you guys are getting ready to work through this process, trying to, you know, throw too much density in terms of townhome, that'd be a concern. But we're not at that point, and this is not that particular meeting.
Sure.
I just want to put that out there, put that on the record. But during the zone change, I don't have a major problem.
And I don't want to bring up a whole discussion on this, but, you know, attainable housing is becoming very difficult to to attain here in the Valley. And Touchstone is known for having attainable housing. Now, that being said, if we isolate just the 32 acres back in 2020 when the overall zone change was done for the entire project, the density here came in at 9.5 per acre. So it's still, again, within the realm of single family, and that is what we do. What Touchstone does is single family attached. So we're not, and there's only a certain amount, you can't max out density with a townhome development because you have to provide minimum parking, open space, setbacks. So your constraints are such that you can't max out that density.
No, and I appreciate you saying that, but I know sometimes we get to townhomes and the parking, then all of a sudden they limited parking on the streets because there's certain areas that have townhomes and they don't have any parking. And literally you're saying you can probably potentially only have one car. You can't even park on the street and you can literally have one car for a family. So just, you know, as you guys look at.
Well, you know, the reality now is, you know, with people moving back home, you may have three or four adults in one single family home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not one car. That's usually four
cars. Right.
That's
usually when we have people show up. It's like, no, our family's got three cars.
And I can't, I'll say this. One of the reasons why we don't have specific plans as part of this request is prices of materials are going up. Entry-level homes are becoming a little more expensive than they were just 2 years ago. And so for those future residents that are able to qualify for an entry-level townhome is such that they have certain requests now that they didn't have when they were able to qualify for a $350,000 home. And one of those is garages. Right. So as you know, Independence on the south side predominantly assigned covered parking. But what Touchstone is hearing from a lot of their residents now is, if I qualify for a $400,000 townhome or slightly above that, I think I'm entitled to have garages, you know, enclosed garages. So
right.
That product that you see here, while it'll still be townhomes, may not necessarily have, it will have covered parking, but it will also have potentially garages for each unit.
Okay. All right, appreciate it.
Anyone else?
I'd like to just make one comment. I'm concerned about the people who end up buying these things. Across the street from the entrance to the sewage plant. I'm just thinking, you know, is there going to be a market for them to sell again? I think it's they're going to be trapped in this, and I don't think it's going to be financially good for them just by virtue of the location. Public facility years ago, as was, it's a whole other parcel because of the location. This there is the industrial area of Las Vegas, but it's little by little, it's that's all even. But we still have a power plant there, Nevada Power, and across the street, that's the plant. And they took public facilities zone property and they converted. Now, I'd rather see it become an apartment complex where people could move out and not be damaged, okay? And that the owner of the property who develops that rental complex bear the risk of that location. I think that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, and that's a market issue that they're going to have
it
to
It is, right.
To
and if it happened to be apartments, for example, then we would actually have to come back before you to amend the plan and get a zone change for higher density than what we're allowed under what we're proposing tonight.
Okay.
So we'll be back. We'll be back in one form or another. But I mean, right now, it is clearly the intent that it be a single-family attached townhome for sale.
So on agenda item number 3 under the staff recommendation, it says adopt and direct the chair to sign a resolution adopting the amendment. Which chair are you referring to? Are you referring to me or are you referring to the chair of the county commission? Okay, that's, I just wanted to make sure that that's very clear, that that's which chair you're talking about. All right, so we have 2 items. We have 3, which is the plan amendment, and then 4, which is the zoning change. So we'll take the plan amendment first. Do I have a motion for that?
Yeah, there's a motion to, I make a motion to adopt the plan amendment.
For agenda item number 3?
Yep, agenda item number 3.
So you have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, Earl's going to oppose on that one. And then agenda item number 4 is the zone change. And that's also staff recommendation to approve. Do I have a motion on that?
Motion to approve staff
recommendation. Okay, we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
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 And then Earl's opposed on that. Okay, you pass.
Good evening. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you. Okay, so then on, I'm going to go ahead and read agenda item number 5, 6, 7, and 8. And then we'll go ahead and take them individually when it comes to the time to vote. So agenda item number 5 is PA257000018JAB Holding LLC. That's a plan amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from compact neighborhood to neighborhood commercial on a 0.46 acres, generally located on the south side of Lake Mead Boulevard, 275 feet east of Christie Lane within Sunrise Manor. Agenda item number 6 is ZC250221JAB Holding LLC. This is a zone change to reclassify 0.46 acres from an RS3.3 residential single family zone to a commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of Lake Mead Boulevard, 275 feet east of Christie Lane within Sunrise Manor. Agenda item number 7 is VS250222JAB Holding LLC. This is a vacate and abandon a portion of the right of way being Lake Mead Boulevard, located between Christie Lane and Lynn Lane within Sunrise Manor. And agenda item number 8, which is WS250223JAB Holding LLC, waiver of development standards to increase maximum parking, and a design review for a proposed retail building on a portion of 0.29 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located on the south side of Lake Mead Boulevard, 125 feet east of Christie Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, board members. My name is Jim Childs, 7510 Apple Springs Avenue in Las Vegas. I'm here with Mr. Escobar, who's part of the ownership, and we're here to present our project to you. This is a parcel of land that's on East Lake Mead Boulevard, just east of Christie. It is currently zoned at high-density residential, RS3.3. But we would like to bring it up to what's in the area and in the corridor here on East Lake Mead Boulevard is a neighborhood commercial. So it matches, ties into parcel to the east, and there is existing commercial and parcel to the west, and there is existing commercial and parcel to the east. So that is why we're coming here for a land use amendment. Let me bring that up to the neighborhood, to bring it up to what it's in the neighborhood, both across the street and on both sides. We're proposing a retail commercial as part of the zone change and part of the design review. About 4,160 square foot proposed retail. Commissioner Kirkpatrick is supporting that. And we did put out a notice for neighborhood meeting, but I don't know if it's unfortunate or not, but we showed up. But we're proceeding forward.
Okay.
And we would like, staff is recommending approval, and we agree with all conditions.
Okay.
And we would ask for your concurrence.
Okay.
Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on any of these four items?
Yes, no? Yes, I would.
Okay.
Hi. It's a nice project, nice area. I'm familiar with this area. It's a vacant lot now. There's homeless that have been there. My only question is, what kind of retail business are you going to do? The first question. And, you know, we're trying to eliminate homelessness. We're trying to bring it down. You know, if you're going to have food, we want the trash cans to be taken care of because these homeless people are eating from there. And, you know, we're trying to grow, but we don't want crime and homelessness to grow. And it's going to be good for your business, you know, if it's clean. So my only question is, what kind of business are you going to do? And if there's going to be any food there, and how are you going to handle the trash? That's the only, my only questions.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. First off, let me explain a little bit on this plan, overall plan right here. Our parcel is right here, okay? And this parcel over here is another development that's going through the process right now. But we are working together, okay? And so this will be developed together, and we're sharing our driveway and our entrance and everything. And this will all be like general retail. It may or may not be food. It's gonna be basically what we can lease that has, but it's, but the commercial wants it restricted to, you know, retail and light commercial.
Okay.
And we agreed to that, okay?
Okay.
And we are meeting all the standards. We've got an enclosed trash enclosure that we're proposing as far as trash goes that will meet all the county requirements. And of course, you know, I can know, you know, I've worked with this group for years, and they run a first class operation, and they all keep it clean and maintained.
Okay. Board, do you have any questions?
No car washes in the parking lot, right?
No, hopefully not.
Yeah, my only thing would be, you know, if we're having some brick and mortar locations, and if we do restaurants or some type of that, let's try to eliminate some of the taco stands or whatever that just kind of pop up, because if it's your property, you know, sometimes I've seen a lot of people with, you know, especially some of the tire folks will lease out, you know, half the day as a tire or half the day as a bar. At nighttime it becomes outdoor restaurant. So, you know, if we're going to go to the brick and mortar and have some business in there, you know, let's make sure they're viable business and not a business on top of an outside business. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's my concern.
Okay.
We have a lot of that going on nowadays.
Yes. Yeah, duly noted. Like I said, these guys run a good operation.
Stephanie, any questions? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and we'll take each one of these. Right now it's staff approval on each one of them. So on agenda item number 5, that is the plan amendment. So do I have a motion on agenda item number 5, which is the plan amendment? Okay, we have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that one is approved. And then agenda item number 6 is the zone change. Do I have a motion on agenda item number 6? All right, we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any in opposition? Seeing none, that is approved. Agenda item number 7 is the vacate and abandon. Again, that's staff approval. Do I have a motion to approve? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any in opposition? Seeing none, it passes. And then agenda item number 8 is the waiver of development standards and the design review, again with staff recommendation to approve. Do I have a motion?
Motion
we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any in opposition? Seeing none, you pass.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna go back up to agenda item number 2. Excuse, pardon?
I didn't see anybody come in, right?
No.
But you can still go back.
Yeah, is anyone here for agenda item number 2? That's Boulder Highway LLC. Okay.
What kind of item was it? Because, I mean, was it approved by staff or is it a decision?
No, I think that one was a denial.
Yeah, recommend denial.
That one was a denial, straight out denial. So it may end up coming back.
I mean,
back.
We can.
Yeah, you can
trail it. You have one more meeting before it's supposed to go to Planning Commission. motion so you can have them be heard at the May 1st meeting.
Okay. We can travel.
We'll go ahead.
And if they don't show up, then we can just follow staff recommendation to the doctor.
Okay, so is the rest of the board members okay with us trailing the agenda item number two to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a problem.
All right.
You have to vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have so I need a motion to approve to trail it to the next meeting, agenda item number two. Okay, we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none. So it's approved. We're going to trail the agenda item number two to our next meeting. If they don't show up, then we'll just go ahead and vote on it in that meeting. Is there any general business?
No general business.
None? Okay. So we are on agenda item number eight, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length, they can do so.
Okay, can I speak? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I've been speaking all night.
Okay, no, I won't give one minute. I'm going to just give you guys a positive update on how we're handling homelessness.
Okay.
People through the email on I've been so active on social media, and people are addressing me privately on some of the issues that are going on in the community. One of them was this trailers in this area over kind of like behind Lowe's, and I got a hold of Kirkpatrick, and she cleaned it all up, and things are moving forward. And then I want to just share something with you guys that let me get this here because I can.
Yeah, we can zoom in. Just set it right there. Here she is.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is Betty.
Push it towards you a little bit.
Okay, there you go.
The other way. Other way.
There we go. Right here. How's that? Is that good? Okay, yeah. This is Betty between Carrie and Cheyenne.
Yes.
Okay, so you see how the homeless are taking advantage of that situation. Now, if you keep going up the street, this is the same street, you'll see how these rocks have held that place a lot cleaner. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention that this strategy does work.
It does work.
Okay?
Yep.
And it's the same street. Okay? So I just want to let you guys know what's going on in the community. And then here's another person that uses a different type of setup there. You'll see the rocks in between the gravel. And then this is why I really like this one. They got the big stones, and then they got the rocks. So I just want to bring that to your attention. That's the same street.
That's working.
And I going down that street, I saw people just driving with their truck and just dumping trash off. So that's the thing. And then I got a hold of Kirkpatrick about some of the trailers. She got them off. And then there's an issue with the constable. It's weird. What they're saying is that it's part of the county. And I'm not wrong. Maybe Beatrice can correct me, but it's part of the county. But it's supervised by Metro, and all you can do is leave a message, and it may take up to 20 days to get a car off of the street. And I'm trying to get funding. Maybe we can do something better. So I'm kind of advocating that. But
okay.
I just let you guys know to inform you, don't be frustrated if these abandoned cars are staying there for 20 or, something that you can share in the community. That's all we got to work with. And until something changes, that's the way it's going to be. That's all I got to say.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, come on up, and then we'll do you, and then Earl.
Hey, this is Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your work. Thank you for going out and looking. Thank you for your thoughts. And please, my thing is, I don't ever want to have to vote on something that you guys don't make a recommendation for, whether it's approval or denial. So if that guy doesn't show up, let me know. Because half the time I'm apt to send them back here.
Oh, okay.
Even if you deny
it. For the one we're trailing.
I can.
Okay.
I would prefer to send it back because I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Okay.
Okay? But thank you for your time and all your efforts.
Excellent.
Thank you for listening to us.
I'm just here to give you a report on the project where they're lining the sewer in North Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Slant.
Oh,
they're
this is the
good
channel.
Progress on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
pretty successful.
I heard from somebody who heard from somebody in the planning commission that the county is really mad at North Las Vegas now about what they did. They're putting all their sewage water into that channel.
Oh.
Now they're pissed off. Now they're mad because I guess they're spending big money trying to fix this.
Fix it.
And they're seeing the complications, the implications of what all happened. Okay. Also, there's a lot of algae growing in there. It's not being cleaned up like it was last year. I guess because of the
Hold on.
Excuse us. We still have a meeting going on.
Hold on. Yeah. Earl doesn't speak very loud.
You couldn't hear him.
All right. Go ahead. Here's up, Earl.
And it's getting full of algae. And also that they... there's a lot of weeds growing up now, which the bad part about the weeds is it damages the concrete lining of the channel. It's right. Getting good roots. And then the other thing I brought up once before was the stop sign on Stewart and Hollywood. It's on the far right of the bike lane, the west side of the bike lane.
Yeah.
I've seen, again, cars blasting right through that intersection, skipping because they don't see the stop sign right on the corner, right on the street. It's like it's a stop sign for the bike lane or something. And so the people just go right through it. And I've seen that happen over and over. Right. And I've seen it just yesterday in my mind because a kid came flying through there. I pulled up to turn onto Hollywood, and someone just went right through as if there was no stop sign at all.
That's confusing.
Very nice.
I got one thing I should have put on the general business or just a solution, or not solution, but an idea. And for maybe Beatrice.
There. Name and address for the record.
Name is Harry Williams. Address. I didn't make the sound right now. No, this is just, I kind of noticed that a couple of us, I mean, and I brought both my iPad and the hard copy to save on printing is potentially, you know, if we could move to more like writing us with iPads or something, or, you know, and I'm just saying, I know you have no budget, and this is probably something that we could talk about, because every year at the beginning we talk about this kind of stuff, because we have no budget, but it's got to be a crazy budget to be printing this every time and mailing it out, and mailing and printing and all that we have. We could
repurpose.
Literally get rid of the mailing, printing, and all of that, because everything that's here is right here on our iPads. So... I'm just trying to find, even if we can save some ducks, you know, Earl might be one that might want it.
He's got a crack in his screen.
That's why he's watching the live.
Hey, quiet is kept. This is already a government-owned one. But no, I'm just trying to, maybe we can look at what that budget is for printing and postage on a yearly basis and figure out if there's a way that we can go more electronic and have it. You know, I mean, I'll use my own device if that would be helpful.
We just couldn't, and we can talk about this offline because this is in public, but we can't give you guys something to take home. We can make some available for here. So we can have laptops here to set up, but we have to use your usernames and passwords. You can do guests. We have to work with IT on that because it's a secure network. When you use our computers, it automatically clocks in, but you just can't take them.
Right. No, and that's fine. And I was just thinking because right now, I mean, to get on and find the agenda and find everything that we have, you don't need to be logged into.
But it's nice when I've got like the agenda up and then Harry does the address and then we can look at like Google Earth, and that's nice feature to be able to have. Yeah.
But I just think, and maybe when we go back to our yearly meeting on suggestions, I think if we can remember that, we can look at how that
works.
Yeah. Okay.
Anybody
help
you? It would help you out.
I don't want another government issue document. I don't want anything else government. No.
No, but if they had them, we could just use them here. Okay.
All right.
All right. So we're going on to agenda item number 9.
Are these young ladies, do they have anything? They've been here the whole time.
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I don't want you guys to. You guys been sitting there the whole time.
Apparently, so we're very entertaining. So the next meeting is May 1st, 2025, and this meeting is adjourned.
I saw them sitting here for a whole meeting. It's like, this is one of the, you know.
No, they're participating in local government.
Beatrice.
Yeah.
Where you work?
Beatrice. Beatrice.
No, there's, when I was telling this,
I don't know. I don't want to race it. I don't want to do anything the wrong way, and then it's.